Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Faith or Life, the process of there, where we walk by faith and not by sight. We are encouraged in the Word, empowered in the Word, and even in the process of what we endure. As God's Word is manifested in our life, we begin to grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, becoming more and more like Him in our lifestyle and how we act, how we think, becoming the light to someone else, the salt to someone else, even encouraging them in their walk of faith or leading them to know Jesus Christ for themselves. God always chooses unlikely people for His glory. He chooses unlikely characters so that He can change them, but also as He changes them, He allows them to be examples to someone else. We thank God that He has chosen us for such a time as this, and it is His doing, and it is glorious, wondrous in His eyes and our eyes, because God has done something in us that we could never, ever do for ourselves. We've been studying unlikely people and getting unlikely blessings, the place of unlikely blessings. And this place of unlikely blessings is always a place that you would never expect God to show up and do something in your life in the midst of the trouble or the situation that looks bleak and the place that it looks like that it's hopeless. God always shows up and He does something miraculous. We started off in the book of Esther, seeing in the place of her exile that God blessed her and Mordecai, her cousin, and then blessed the children of Israel by bringing them out of a place where the enemy was trying to eliminate them through one person's greed, one person's vanity. God also allowed us to see that in the book of Genesis, Joseph was in an unlikely place of blessing, but God sent him ahead of time that he might preserve the children of Israel and prepared him to be not only the person that was going to be used by God, but also the person that was going to show the Egyptian nation the God that they've never seen before, maturing him in the process of what he endured to be a ruler and to be trusted with not only the things in the natural, but the things in the spirit. So God uses unlikely people to do unlikely things. We're still in the book of Genesis, and we're looking at Jacob, the character of Jacob, and how we see a character change, that God can change your character while you're going through the process to becoming all that He says and bless you in the midst of it. So we're going to pick up where we left off, just giving you a backdrop. We are in Genesis 27, and we're going through that to finish up some more of this study where we're seeing how Jacob became who he was and why things happened in his life the way that they did. In the 27th chapter, the 35th verse, we see there that Isaac intended to bless, Isaac blessed Jacob, and he basically blessed him with thinking that he was Esau. Now, he intended to give this blessing to Esau, but God intended for Jacob to receive this blessing of covenant. It was already preordained because God had already spoken and said that the older shall serve the younger. So it was already predestined. God had already chosen Jacob before anything ever happened. So he couldn't steal something that was already his. It was already his because God changed the order. God changed the process of what they thought. And God gave a blessing to the younger instead of the older because he knew the heart of that individual. He knew who Esau was. He knew what Esau would do. The Bible says that Esau despised the covenant that God had given to the people of Israel. He despised that. He didn't want it. He had contempt in his heart for it. So to him, it was nothing. That was the reason why he was able to sell his birthright for a bowl of stew, because he didn't see the value in it. He didn't understand the price that was going to be paid to deliver them by Jesus Christ. So he gave away something that he did not understand because he did not thirst after the things of the kingdom. He did not have that heart. His pleasure was for the things of the earth, for food and pleasure and self-justification. His pleasure was in those things. So he did not understand the birthright until it was taken from him. And then he really didn't understand that it was through time that God would change him as well. So Esau, when he heard the words of his father that he'd already given given basically the blessing away to his brother, he grieved very hard. He grieved and wept and he bitterly, because he wanted it now, but he could not get it because it was already given, and it was already given when they were in the womb of the mother. They were in the womb of Rebekah. God had already given the blessing to Jacob. He had already pronounced that blessing on him. There are things in your life that God has already pronounced, and it's not going to feel or seem right to people outside. It's not going to look right. It's not even going to make sense to them. But God knows who he's chosen and what he's going to do and who he's going to bless. He already knows that because he knows the end from the beginning. He knows those who belong to him beforehand. He already knows everything, how it's going to happen. And he already knows you well enough to know what you will do and how you will handle those things that are precious to him. So do not disqualify yourself because maybe someone else may look a certain role or sit a certain part, but they are not the ones that God has chosen because he knows you and he knows what you will do with what he's entrusting you with. So do as God says and don't allow the enemy or fear or people from stopping you to receive the blessing of what God says, because when you understand, an Esau spirit would always hate you. An Esau spirit would always mock you. An Esau spirit would always attempt to kill you. And when you understand that the Esau spirit will never, ever, never, ever be a spirit that you can say, I can trust you, I can rely on you, because even when you look at the relationship of Jacob and Esau towards the end, even though there's a men, Jacob still didn't trust his brother. He didn't trust him. He wouldn't dwell where he was. He dwelled in a place that was close to him, but not in the same land, because he still did not trust his brother. So there is a part of you that you will never be able to put your guard down completely with an Esau spirit because they are not trustworthy. So we see that when Esau heard that he could, his father had already given the blessing away, and he grieved and he wanted this blessing that was irrevocable, that Jacob had received and that his father could not take back, he himself was very, very grateful. But we understand that God even does something in Esau's character because in Hebrews, the 11th chapter and the 20th verse, it says in the New Testament, by faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. That lets me know that he gave a blessing, and one blessing was stronger than the other. One blessing was a blessing that was more fuller, and the other one was a blessing, but he still let them understand that there was something to come that he was going to do in their lives. And so we see that there is a change that's going to happen in both of their characters, because Esau had to forgive his brother, and he had to eventually believe that God had chosen Jacob for this great task. So we see that, that there was a character change with both of them. God allowed the circumstances basically that was happening in with Esau and with Jacob to change them. He allowed time and the circumstances that they were going to eventually change them. So we see that God is able to do that. Esau continued to ask for a blessing for his father, a blessing, and we know that he did bless him, but it was not the same type of blessing that Jacob received. Genesis 27 and 39 talks about the blessing that he gave to Esau. And he says, his father said, answered and said to him, behold, your dwelling shall be of the fattest of the earth and of the dew of heaven from above. By your sword you shall live, and you shall serve your brother, and it shall come to pass when you become restless that you shall break his yoke from his neck. And I believe he was talking about what God was going to do with the children of Israel, and they would not serve him. Eventually, there will be a place where they were all set free, and God was going to do that through Jesus or through a deliverer. So we see that he blessed him, but he affirms also the word of prophecy that God spoke to Rebekah when they were in the womb. So there will be things in your life that God is going to do that no one else can change. There are things in your life that God is going to manifest and no one else can stop it. And if they're wise, they'll agree with God's word and confirm that word and stand on that word and agree with you that that's the will of God and not fight against it. Because if God has spoken something concerning you, no one can stop that word. No one can stop what he's saying and has said and is and continually saying concerning you. It's going to manifest. I don't care how many Esau's you fight. I don't care how many Laban's you come in contact with or anyone else, any enemy. They cannot stop what God has already spoken. They might try to hinder it. They cannot stop it. It might be delayed, but it cannot be stopped. It will come to pass in your life. So this is that God allows Esau to receive a blessing from his father, but it's not in the same content. The Bible lets us know that Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing that he and his heart said, in his heart he said, I'm going to kill my brother after the days of mourning of my father. And someone must have heard, because they went back and they told Rebecca. And she understood that if Jacob was going to be killed, she was going to lose Jacob and Esau, both of her sons, because one would be lost to death and the other would be lost to, like Cain, to exile. And she knew that was not a good thing. So she spoke to Isaac about the daughters of Heth. She spoke to her husband about the future of Jacob marrying women outside of the nation of Israel. And she wanted him to marry someone that was more in the line of her family. She was weary with the daughters with the women that Esau had married, because they did not want the things of God. They did not want to serve God. They had pagan. They were pagan worshipers, and they brought in other things. And she did not want Jacob to marry and do the same thing. So this was the answer to the problem. She basically allowed what she heard to be the answer to the problem by going to her husband and saying, okay, we need to send him away. And she didn't even talk about his brother even trying to destroy him or kill him. She talked about the future of the nation of Israel. She talked about him marrying outside of the nation and they bringing in pagan gods and not worshiping the one true God, because they worship the one true God. So she goes and she speaks to her husband, and he agrees, and he blesses Jacob. He blesses him. He calls him to him. He blesses him, and he sends him away with the blessing. In Genesis 28, verses 3 and 4, you see the blessing that he gives to Jacob, and he says, may God Almighty bless you and make you fruitful and multiply you, that you may be an assembly of people, and give you the blessing of Abraham to you and your descendants with you, that you may inherit the land in which you are a stranger, which God gave Abraham. So he's not only giving him the blessing of what God has already said, but he's given him the covenant promise also that God spoke to Abraham, and he's passing that on. He's now allowing him to walk in something that he himself walked in, that now is being transferred to him and his descendants, and he blesses him and he sends him away. He is going to Laban's house, which is Rebekah's brother, and they want him to marry within Laban's house, Rebekah's brother's house, with the daughters that he had, because he had many daughters. They were making sure that he not only was his life preserved, but they were making sure that the nation of Israel, what God had promised, was going to be preserved with people who understood what God was going to do for them, through them, and that they would continue to worship him and him alone. So we see that. And it doesn't matter in your life what you are facing. You do what God has called you to do. Don't allow any idols to come in your heart or put anything before God. If God has called you to be a blessing, if he's called you to be the one that he's going to use, then you stand on his word and watch him manifest what he says. Because it doesn't matter where you're at, God's blessings will overtake you and they will show up, and everyone around you would know that. I'm Pastor Cheryl Baxter. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there. Hope you've been encouraged in your faith, and don't worry about your Esau's. God has got them. They can't kill what God has already blessed you with, because you were blessed in your mom's womb, and that is a blessing, because you're receiving the blessing of God and the blessing of a spiritual or a natural father to do the will of God. We'll see you back here tomorrow for another empowerment. Have a blessed and wonderful day.